Holies, you know what that means, what that sound means. It means it's time for a brand new episode of Bit Nerd, your daily nerd on the most interesting car of the day. Michael Deeb, how you doing down there in the cellar, in Deeb's dungeon?
I'm good, but you didn't give me the memo. I saw you just switched hats, so what the deal, man? I should have switched my hat at the last
second. I don't know. I just kind of did it at the last second.
I couldn't believe you were rocking a Vesta coffee hat. Like, I would have thought you would have burned anything that said Vesta.
Well, I don't like Vesta, but in honor of our Vegas Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup, it was the only hat that I had that was gold and had a V on it, and I literally took a Sharpie to cover up the Vesta part. So, because I
make the hat that way. That
looks it looks really good, right?
Yeah, it's like, that's so dope.
Vesta sucks, and frankly, so does Vegas Golden Knights logo. I mean, their logo is such a piece of dog-ish that I refuse to wear any of their stuff. You know, I just don't. It's just too busy. So it's terrible for my sensibilities.
Should the Vegas Golden Knights call our friend and Porsche fanatic John Ortiz for an updated logo?
I don't know. Ortiz is one of the best designers in the business. He is fantastic. I was going to wear my God and Classic t-shirt, but we recorded this on a different day. I actually had it kind of planned out, and then I forgot, oh my gosh, we're doing it. But I have got,
I apologize
they
for being so elusive this week, but it's my first week.
Michael, it because what?
My first week of work.
Oh, first week of work. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Even though I didn't work three of the days.
Yeah,
I was very busy not doing anything.
So yeah, he would be great, but I don't know. He's a huge fan. I think he was at the game. I mean, he's a huge fan. Him and his wife, Wendy, lovely couple, great designer. But I don't know. I think he kind of likes this. I don't know. I'd like to have a conversation about that design with him, because otherwise, him and I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, him and I talk a lot about design. And stuff, but yeah. Speaking of Golden Knights and design, I've got my guys' custom bracelet made specifically in honor of the Golden Knights. You can go to Guys Custom Bracelets and get your Golden Knights custom bracelet. That's GYX_bracelets on Instagram. It's the only place you can get them. Or she can make you a custom bracelet paint a sample to your car. I am not. Yeah, I know that she right now in her studio is like spray painting a bunch of Mexico blue beads for one of her clients. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I might be a little high because I was there recently. All right. Well, hey, look. shout out to the Nerd Herd. You guys are killing it. We are so close to 1,000. I mean, we are double digits away. We got to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of this month. At the end of June, right? This has to happen.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Yeah,
we're in the final hours.
Independence Day is going to be our big celebration, because we're going to hit it by Independence Day. Let's go.
Yep. And we're going to start doing the live show. We got a lot of new great subscribers lately that have been commenting, and you guys have been awesome as usual. We've got some packages going out, and I know that's still happening for some of the Yahtzees that happened a couple of weeks ago, and things are going on. Oh, and we have new swag too. We got some mugs being made and some other things I'm super excited to announce soon. So, all right. If you're new to this channel, what we do is we find the most interesting car of the day. We may have a conversation about it. The most interesting car of the day from all the auction sites, like Bring a Trailer and Cars and Bins and stuff. We talk about that car, and then we make a prediction as to what we think is going to happen with that car's auction. And then at the end of this episode, you got to stick around to the end. We will reconcile our incorrect predictions with what actually happens. And I think that's where it really gets interesting. All right. So what is today's most interesting? You know what? I forgot to mention one other thing. We've got God and Classic. We got to really shout out to those guys because they support the show. Michael, can you tell them about God and Classic?
God and Classic is the very first Porsche Classic partner in North America. Porsche Classic is Porsche's attempt to furnish original equipment parts for every Porsche that has ever been made. And so all of the 11 or 12 Porsche Classic dealers in North America have been vetted by Porsche, not North America, but all the way from Germany, to make sure that they have the expertise, the passion, the aptitude, and the reputation to make sure that they diagnose your car correctly, recommend the correct parts, And install them correctly the first time so that they can be warrantied, which is a big part of the whole Porsche Classic process. If you need parts for your classic car, or if you're looking for a classic car, call God and Porsche of Las Vegas and tell them that the Bid Nerd sent you.
All right, what is today's most interesting car of the day?
JP, you and I ish on P-Car Market all the time, and yet we keep covering cars on their platform. I liken it to the idea that it's like a car crash. You can't take your eyes off of it. So on P-Car Market is this kind of interesting, no reserve, 1987 Porsche 944S Coupe with a 5-speed manual transmission. The car has just 60,000 original miles. It is in Falmouth, Maine, F-A-L-M-O-U-T-H, Falmouth, Maine. So it's up there. It's out there. But John, it's June. Wouldn't it be nice if one of the two of us won this car and then we could take a road trip all the way from Maine back to Las Vegas together in this 944S that happens to be in the Polnick package, triple black carpets, black leather, and black paint. This car looks pretty nice. Listen, it's not pristine. The photos are bad, but they're close enough and clear enough that you get an honest description of the condition of the car. The photographer does well to point out all the scrapes and scratches on the lower valance, a few little blemishes and nicks in the paint job around the bodywork and sheet metal. The carpets were definitely not like $400 detailed and shampooed prior to photography. So it's an honest presentation of the car, and the car looks like a fair driver that has been not abused but not babied either. It's kind of what you'd expect for a 30-something year old car with 60,000 miles on it, if I'm being perfectly honest. 944S is JP, in case you didn't know, the same 2.5 liter motor but with the 16 valve head, which bumps horsepower by about 30 up to 190 horsepower. This car also has 16-inch phone dial style wheels, a 5-speed manual, cool pop-up headlights, and then a previous owner installed a limited slip differential, which I think is perfectly fine. I think that makes the car safer and better to drive. So, JP, I've got a couple of questions for you as I hand it over, because I have been a huge fan of the 944. When I was in high school and of the just-to-be-soon driving age, I did not desire a G-Body 911. I thought 944s were the future, and I thought a black-on-black 944 Turbo was the coolest car on the planet when I was about 16 years old, many moons ago, when this car was new. So as somebody who's always loved the car but has never owned one, I kind of look at the S with the 16-valve head as sort of like maybe the least complicated, cool, like, affordable car to get with like close to 200 horsepower, as opposed to just a standard 944 with only 160 horsepower, or a slightly more complicated 944 Turbo, which has more moving parts and maybe not as reliable some 30 years later. So JP, mansplain or school me on this in front of the public, because I've never owned one. Is this not sort of the three little bears? This one's just right. Like, it's not the most powerful, but it's not the weakest. Is this sort of the perfect sweet spot to get one? Aren't the later 3 liters more problematic? And would you recommend somebody get a turbo or not recommend somebody get a turbo? Explain it to me. Am I right in thinking this is like at around 20 grand, probably the best deal for a 944, and you get a lot of bang for your buck?
You know, good question, because look, the 944s, all 944s are plagued with a couple of common issues that can be really a big deal, but aren't really that big a deal as long as they're taken care of. Everybody knows that you got to make sure you change the timing belt on these. Everyone knows that you got to change the water pumps fairly often. The timing belt is the one that's a big deal. The water pump will leak water, and you definitely want to replace it, but it won't, if it fails, it won't immediately result in the destruction of your engine, whereas a timing belt will, or at least the destruction of the top end. As far as which is the more or most reliable car, the 16 valve is definitely less reliable than the standard 8 valve. And I would say even less than the turbo generally, because the turbos, you're right, there's a lot more complications going on as far as, you know, you've got turbos, right, and spinning, back pressure, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But a turbo failure is not as costly a repair as a top end failure, which is more common in the 16 valve powertrain. Uh-huh. That 16 valve head does tend to have head gasket leaks. They are kind of prone for that, and so are the 8 valves for that matter. But an 8 valve having a head gasket failure probably won't destroy it, and it's pretty easy to just, you know, shave that head and put it back on, you're good to go. Whereas a 16 valve, that aluminum top, I mean, it's just, there's a lot of stuff, those 16 valves and guides and all that stuff, that can be a big problem. So you got to really be on top of that. Also, in my opinion, if I'm going to go for the 16 valve engine, I kind of want the S2 version of it, because
the 3 liter.
Yeah. Well, they're not, the 3 liter, I don't think is until the 968. I think the S2s are like 2.7s or 2.9s or something like that. You might want to look that up, but I think the 968 is a 3 liter. But either way, they have a little bit more poop. But the big thing is how much better they look. I mean, S2s look like a turbo. They have that turbo front end and rear end, whereas the just the regular S really is indiscernible from the standard 944, other than the S badge and the little 16 ventiliter badge on the little side of the car. They really are great cars, though, and it definitely the performance bump is significant compared to a standard 944. So comparing those two, but I think if for equal money, I'd rather get a turbo or get an S2, because I think the S2 just looks really cool.
Yeah, so S2s are a jump up to 3,000 cc's and then another 20 horsepower to take you up to almost 210 and okay. almost 210 of torque. Yeah. But I couldn't remember if it was the S2 or the 16 valves that were, you know, sort of quote unquote a little bit problematic. But yeah, I mean, the S2, a little more power, mm-hmm. And certainly a lot better looks, because they do away with the rubber bumpers, and it really at a glance looks like a turbo. And I think that's a really pretty car. So yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah. But I say less reliable than a regular 944. 944s are really dang reliable. I mean, a couple of 100,000 miles out of one should not be an issue if you are maintaining it. Yeah. They've got issues. The transaxle is a bit of an issue, and the drive shafts get kind of, but whatever. It's the clutches are a little bit more expensive than a regular car, but it's going to be way less expensive to own and maintain than an SE or, you know, pretty much any air-cooled 911. And the big question is, you know, now that these are finally starting to be in that kind of $20,000 range, give or take, that's really what a Mark 1996 should be worth. And we're seeing those numbers kind of show that. There was a second there where some Mark 1s were starting to see some money, but let's be honest, no one really wants a Mark 1 996 all that much. The performance is much better than the 944, but you got 20 grand in your pocket and you want a Porsche experience, do you get a 996.1 or do you get some 944 variant? And that's something that we'd like to hear from you guys. What do you guys think on that? So this particular 944, though, I'm with you. I like the black on black. I'm like looking at this car with Lowe's miles. Does the ad say whether or not the timing belt has been replaced?
No, they extensively serviced by the seller, and there's lots of records. There's a really good couple of photos at the end of the bucket, JP, where the seller lays out all the records, but I don't recall. There's not a lot of commentary or engagement on the car, so I don't think anybody's even asked him that. And of course, P-Car Market didn't disclose it, so I don't remember catching anything about the timing belt. But keep talking for a minute, and I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't, it's kind of like back to the 996 or early Boxers and stuff like that. I mean, not mentioning the timing belt in the ad, like right up in the front, would be akin to not mentioning an IMS upgrade on a 996. I mean, it's that yeah. big a deal. This car is in Falmouth, Maine, a place that I've been to. One of the, I think the first Porsche dealership, Michael Deeb, if I remember correctly, is in Falmouth, Maine. I've been to that dealership. They've got Volkswagen. It's like a long, it looks like one of those, you know how the Northeast has those bridge barns, you know, everywhere. Yeah. It's just like this long, narrow building. Beautiful building. At one end, they got Volkswagens, they got Audis in the middle, and then they got Porsches on the far end. And I was there in February years ago when we did the
Volkswagen.
The Volkswagen
diesel.
Yeah, the TDI versus Prius cross country drive before TDI was a dirty word. And there was like 10 feet of snow on either side of this place. Beautiful, beautiful country. And yes, absolutely. Now is the time to do a road trip down the coast. And the whole, you know, east, northeast, there's all kinds of great roads out there. But if this car hasn't gotten a timing belt, I wouldn't drive it 10 feet. Like, literally, I wouldn't even turn it on. If I own this car and I didn't know when the timing belt was most recently replaced, I would not turn the key. Like, for real, dude. I have heard stories of the timing belts failing in the parking lot at a shop. Where the car was sent to get it, you know, to get the, you know, somebody buys one, brings it to the shop, and to go get that timing belt update, and that's where it breaks.
JP, we know on Ferraris when you have to drop the motor, the timing belts are super expensive. But on a car like this, correct me if I'm wrong, all you got to do is open up the hood and work on it. What's the cost to do a timing belt on it?
I don't know the numbers these days. It's probably somewhere around $1,000, $1,500 or whatever. The whole, because that cover's got to come off and some radiator stuff. So, it's not the end of the world. I mean, it's totally just
take
it.
So just buy the car, send it to the dealer, tow it to the dealer, ask him not to start it and put a timing belt on it. And then you and I fly in and we drive it home. Let's go.
Well, something else to keep in mind when we talk about maintenance and stuff like that, and these types of things, a lot of Porsche dealerships, unless it's a Porsche Classic dealer, they probably won't work on it. And a lot of independents are actually charging more per hour to work on transaxle cars, so 944s and 928s, than they are air-cooled cars. They actually, because they are so, like the 928s in particular are really difficult to maintain and to find parts. And so you get one of those cars and you put it on your rack, that rack is taken up. You know, because you pull the engine to replace the alternator or something, right? And now that car has to sit there because you can't move it around. The engine's out of it. You got to wait for some stupid part that you may or may not get. So they are charging, like, I've heard of a lot of places literally just saying, yeah, fine, we'll work on it, but we're going to charge you, 1X or 2X more per hour on the labor.
Is that happening at the Independence in Vegas? Is that?
Yeah. And some, but... That's the ones that will do it. There are some independents who won't touch them. They'll just say no. So, I mean, what can they do? I mean, and those independents, they don't have a choice. They only have, if you're like the dealership and you've got all these, so much when it comes to assets and room and space and ability to move stuff around. But if you're a small independent shop and you've got 1, 2, 3 lifts or something like that, you can't afford to have a lift taken up for weeks. Just to do some simple job, you're going to have to make up for that. And, and what I'm hearing the independents are seeing is because these cars are kind of a good value, right? I mean, this is a great car. So a lot of people are buying these, buying old ones that have deferred maintenance. These cars have been cheap for a very long time. So a lot of people haven't done any of the maintenance that they need. So they're going in thinking, oh yeah, do that timing belt. And you go in there and there's 50,000 other things that they got to do. And it just becomes a mess. So, if you're ever considering one of these cars, do a PPI. Go to your independent or go to a place like Godin Classic and have a PPI done. Pay the $500 or whatever it is. It'll be worth every penny because, these shops are going to be much happier doing a PPI than having one of these sit on the rack thinking that they're going to do a small job and it winds up, they got to tell the customer that, oh, yeah, the whole, we got to take the heads off because they're all gunked up, which is pretty common on like the 928s and stuff like that. But anyways, back to this 944S. It's a pretty car. Let's go get it. Let's take a road trip. I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. 1987 Porsche 944S with 60,000 miles in Falmouth, Maine, with no disclosure about the timing belt. So we would presume you know, cautionary. You should put one on before you drive the car. JP, our car closes in a couple of days from now, and it's sitting at $12,000 on 10 bids. It's a no reserve auction, so this car is going to sell, and I think that helps that they're running it no reserve. There's also, it really looks like the seller is not like a big, you know, they didn't hire a photographer, but it looks like they went to great lengths to disclose and honestly present the car. And I think he's going to get paid for that. So I actually think this car is going to make $20,000 on this platform and sell for that, just because it's a nice car. It's a little bit better model, although, you know, it could be higher maintenance, and you definitely would want to take care of this car so you don't run into any problems like my partner has talked about. This is a car that if it were in LA and had professional photography, I think would bring a few dollars more than that, but not much. But I hope it gets there. It could peter out at $18,000, but I think this one looks good, and it's pretty low miles for an 80s 944 with 200 horsepower. So I'm gonna go, I think $20,000. I think it's gonna happen. Occasionally, P-Car market pulls one out of a hat. I think this could happen here.
Yeah, despite P-Car market's past and their shadiness and you know, obvious kind of like avoidance of the elephant in the room about the water pump and the timing belt. Those are things that can be asked. I mean, if you're considering, so it'll be interesting to see if somebody asks that question and if and how it's answered. And if there could be a good answer. It could be like, yeah, it was 1,000 miles ago and P-Car market's just stupid and didn't boast that, you know, that it wouldn't put, I wouldn't put them past just being stupid and ignorant and not knowing what relevant information 944 buyers would want. But I don't know about $20,000. DeMiro did one recently on Cars and Bids. Yeah. Do you recall how that one did?
I forget, but we did.
You got a lot of view. Well, we were going to, but we didn't.
Okay, here. I'll read it right now. I'll give it to you right now, JP.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up. The car had 137,000 miles, true mileage unknown, in San Diego, and that car sold for $18,944.
Yeah, and that was a red one.
A rebuilt motor, I think, right?
Yeah, if I remember correctly. And Doug DeMiro did a video on the car, which got 1 million views, which all of Doug DeMiro's videos do. So, yeah, because this car isn't going to get that kind of attention, but I think this is a good car. I think it's good value because it's the right color combination. I think this car, if somebody asks the question and it's answered correctly, 20,000 is definitely a possibility, but I'm going to say 18,000. I'm going to go under just because I think it just kind of peters out because it's still just a regular 944S. It's not an S2 and it's not a turbo. And we, like, if you look around on the forums and other places, you can find 944 turbos that are very clean and very nice for under $20,000. I think if I'm in that $15,000 to $20,000 range, I'm looking for a turbo, not a regular S, as opposed to an S2. What do you guys think? What's going to be the result of this 944S? Do you think, like Deeb thinks, that this is the sweet spot, that this is the car that you should really get into because less maintenance, no big complicated turbos?
Cheap speed
and reliable, fun bang for the buck. Lane from DWA rocked a base 944 for years before he got his really nice Carrera. So I don't know, man. I want to hear your guys' bids. Let's see it in the comments. Now's the time to do it. I know Ross and Anthony and
Timestamp
and Family Guy 5150 and all the other Michaels and all the guys that I'm forgetting. You guys are awesome. We really do love the Nerd Herd out there. Thanks for participating, guys. Let's get to 1,000 and let's go to the future right now and find out what happens with this 944 on P-Car market. Hey guys, I gotta tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you gotta call our friend Steve at Godin. Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for. Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. Welcome back to the future, everyone. It is, you know, look, we're here in the future and things happen when we hit that future machine and my partner doesn't even notice. It's funny, I'm looking at him right in the face and he has he's not noticing anything.
Nothing.
You don't notice a dang thing. See, the future is weird, right? He just like, I don't know what.
Nothing at all.
You don't
own. Wrong color.
You don't notice.
It's awesome. I love it.
Anything.
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Man.
Were you wearing it while we were in the time machine together? I didn't even
know. We have different time machines from different places. Look, we're super excited. We got some new swag made, and in the spirit of, I think we already talked about Anthony's Yahtzee. We mentioned on a previous episode that he's got some stuff coming, but I thought I'd go ahead and show him what he's got coming. This is the second Bid Nerds hat ever made. The very first one is right here.
Ooh, cool.
This is the very first one ever made, and check this out, Anthony. Snap! That's what you get when you get the Yahtzee and you're a longtime fan. Anthony, Guys Customs is making some swag, limited edition swag. It's got a Guys Custom little button here. You can't really see. I don't think the thing will focus. But these things are super, super limited edition. So that's in the can. Check this out.
They ship before the end of the month, so you'll have them in time for Monterey Car Week, where we expect you to wear it for all 4 days on the lawns and to bed every night. You got to wear it in the bathtub and all hot tubs. If you go in a hot tub during Monterey Car Week, you have to wear your Bid Nerds hat and a smile. That's about
No matter you have to wear how anything else. Sweaty you get, right? we've got also, let's see here.
Ooh.
He's getting one of these, one of the last Derfossination shirts.
Classic. I remember when those came out in 2017.
Yeah, right? This is the TM version. So this one is probably more like 2019 or something like that. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think I have that one. I have the one that's got some, like, G-bodies on the back. What's on the back of that, JP?
I'll get to that. So the Dur or Die podcast on one sleeve.
Nice.
And then we also have Cars Und Cafe, which at the time of recording was today. And then on the back.
Nice!
So there are only, like, I mean, it's not like, these are literally one-offs. She just kind of, like, has a little machine that she can make one or two at a time.
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony, I don't even have one of those. Probably because I haven't had a Yahtzee in, like, forever.
Some stickers. And,
nice.
I don't know if she has any. Oh, check this out.
Yeah. That's quite the gift bag.
Bid Nerds keychains. I don't know.
Nice.
They're like Lexan little. They're kind of like.
Hold it up against the wall instead of your shirt.
Now, the white, you won't be able to see it.
It's
whatever. It says Bid Nerds on there. Congratulations.
It's to hide your Bid Nerds fandom from the colorblind. Because the colorblind people can't read that.
we'll probably put this on one of the other episodes too at the beginning. But Ross Churchhouse, you got one too, buddy.
What shipping to New Zealand it costs?
I don't know. It's going to be a whole lot. It's going to take a while because.
Be worth more than the contents of the bag, I'll tell you that right now.
We gave it to a guy who says he's going to get on a ship and go there. I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but I wouldn't be holding your breath.
I'm going to call Rochelle and tell her to make sure Patootie's not taking a nap in that bag before you ship it out, you know?
That would be a problem.
He opens the bag, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be a long shipping, I think, if you open that up. All right, guys. Well, there it is. That's we're getting so close to 1,000 subscribers. So we're going to be making swag and all that kind of stuff. We've got a website being built, and you'll be able to buy this swag very soon as well. Look, Godden Classic hooked me up with a T-shirt, too. We'll get some Godden stuff in there. All right, Michael D., what happened on our favorite ish show of a platform? What's going on with this JP, 944?
This is one of those results that's so boring, it lacks to continue to keep the interest of the viewer as well as it did going through all the contents of the new Bid Nerds gift bags. P-Car Market went ahead and did what they're supposed to do, and thus this is just almost like no fun to cover. We're talking about the 87 944S with 60,000 miles out of Falmouth, Maine, I think it was, and with the 16 valve head, nice car. I said $20,000. JP, you said $18,000. Go ahead and print yourself a hat with your name on it, because you, my friend, got a Yahtzee. The car sold at $18,000 on 20 bids. Congratulations to everybody involved, because that's how it's supposed to work. And it's almost inspiring that we covered this one, because I swear to God, the last four or five P car market ones that we've covered, there's been something of contention, and this one lacks contention. So it's like, hit the button and let's end the show. Like, how boring is it? I don't have any like good leading questions other than to say, are you shocked that it sold? I mean, it was a no reserve auction, but are you shocked that it sold for $18,000 by any stretch? I know it was your guess, but like, are you surprised you won this one? We were really all over it. You know what I mean? It went for what it was supposed to. In of itself, that's the surprise.
Well, I mean, I think it still kind of illustrates that 944 S's are, I mean, this, it wasn't that long ago that this was a $10,000 car. So sure. I am. All right, guys. Well, that's it. We're taking off. We'll see you tomorrow, because I don't know. P car market sucks. Get the word!